Well, with me here, I have James McKillop, who has just finished a reasonably solid two-hour session here with the Ulster team down training at the Corian Academy. And great to see a reasonably good crowd, but very, very interesting to watch all the skills and all. James, you've had a rough old time a few months back. So you're out there today. Is everything going well?
Yeah, it's going really well. Had a good pre-season. Obviously struggled a bit last year with just different injuries and stuff. Had ankle surgery last October, which kept me out 3-4 months. And then prior to that, years before, I had shoulder surgery and also a hip tear. So no, it's good. Had a good sort of 6 weeks or so in pre-season. So I'm just ready to get stuck into some rugby now. I'm tired of running around.
Well, last year, of course, you were captain of Queens and you also captained the Ulster A side. And the icing on the cake was, of course, Thoman Park.
Yeah.
Your dad was at the cricket dinner at Brigade and I actually mentioned about the proud father sitting. And he was heading down that night or in the morning to see it. That must have been a great experience for you. And unfortunately, another few inches and you would have had a try in no time.
Yeah. I think it was first 5 minutes. Just ended up getting held up. But here, that's the way it goes. Now, it was really, really special, making my debut at Thoman Park against a stacked Munster side, playing against Tadhg Byrne, who's been my idol growing up, and the atmosphere was just amazing. Very hostile, as you would expect from a Munster crowd, but I loved every second of it. Boy, growing up in Ulster playing rugby, that's the dream, is to make your debut for the senior team. So yeah, very, very proud.
Gives you an appetite for this season then?
Gives you an appetite for a few more.
Well, whenever you were at Foyle, and when you got old, you were given a choice virtually, cricket or rugby, because you were enlisted with the Ireland under-20s, or both cricket and rugby, and it must have been a hard choice to make, although at the end of the day, probably the oval ball, because of your dad and because of your grandest Stan Huey, who was president of Ulster branch, maybe swayed it for
them. Yeah. Obviously, growing up, played a lot of cricket and rugby, obviously cricket in the summer, rugby in the winter, but I love both sports, sort of swayed in between them, but ultimately it was always the rugby that always had my heart. I'd always been down in the city of Derry watching my dad play, and then obviously my granddad being involved with Ulster and stuff, it was always the rugby in my heart. So I think it was about 17-18 I had to make that decision, and I'm very, very glad that I chose the rugby.
That didn't please too many people at Brady, but that's unfortunately the way it went.
I'd still love to go back and play a bit of social cricket if I have time. Obviously I'm very busy, but I do love the sport of cricket and the social aspect of it. And really, really, really good crack. So you never know, maybe a bit of social cricket in the future, but yeah, rugby's the focus now.
Of course. Well, what's your plans for this season?
Yeah, hopefully you just get a good start. Get back into playing a bit of rugby. I think the aim for me is just playing consistently, staying on the pitch, and then just going from there. Just want to get a good minutes under my belt and see what happens, to be consistent. So
yeah, because the thing is that thankfully the injuries are over, and at this stage of the season you're probably fitter than you were at any stage for a couple of years.
Yeah, 100%. I'm feeling brilliant. This has been a tough pre-season, but I know that I'm going to be coming out the end of it feeling really, really good, and that's kind of showing now coming into games. So yeah, really looking forward to getting stuck in.
Well, it must also be great for you in the fact that you played for Richie Murphy's under-20s, and then you to find out that he's coming to coach the province when you're joining the academy. I mean, he knows your game, and he knows exactly what to expect from me, so there's no letting up.
Yeah, no, it's really good having that relationship, and Billy Falloon would have coached me for the World Cup for under-20s, and Richie took me in the Six Nations, so having both those connections there was really, really helpful. Willie also would have been an academy coach for me when I was coming up, year one, year two, so it's really, really nice to have that and know that I have their support as well. So.
Well, you sadly never met the gentleman, but you've heard of Ken Goodall, I'm sure, many times. I was privileged enough to play with Ken a long time, both rugby and cricket, but believe it or not. So are we going to be looking for another City of Derry number 8 going to go places?
Well, that's the plan. Fingers crossed. Just got to keep ticking away. But yeah, that would be the ultimate goal for me, and that's what I'm working towards. So, see how it goes.
Well, James, I've been following your career, and I wish you all the very best. And hopefully, you never know, the Aviva's not out of the reckoning yet.
Hopefully.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks very much. Thank you.